From Exodus chapter 36, verses 6 and 7. Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they had already had was more than enough to do all the work. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, October 25th, 2021. And listening friends, I can't quite echo the words of Moses yet, but we're just about halfway there on about the $21,000 that we need to get our Marketplace Mall studio all set, up and running, a new studio in place, the two U-Haul units transferred over, painting and electrical needs all attended to. And so let me do a quick little shout out. Thank you, Sandy from Springfield. Thank you, John from Champaign. Thank you, Lloyd and Ruth from St. Joe. Thank you, Doug from Champaign. Thank you, Jeff and Stephanie from Champaign. Thank you, Denise from Urbana. Thank you, Donna from Champaign. Thank you, Rick and Jeanette from Rantoul. Thank you, Greg and Jeanette from Dewey. Thank you, Steve and Becky from Rantoul. Thank you, Gary and Darlene from Urbana. And thank you, Kay from Gibson City, as their donations have brought down our need to $11,125. And as mentioned in the past few weeks, we're 100% listener supported, so we don't have share-a-thons, on-air fundraisers, and only share our financial needs when there's something that comes up, as we've never borrowed a dime in these 26 years. All of our projects, new stations, towers, everything has been paid for right up front. And this is a situation after our 5-year lease agreement at Lincoln Square just ended last month. We got a great deal to move into Marketplace Mall, which will be a huge upgrade. Lots more visibility, hundreds upon hundreds of more people and visitors, an opportunity to reach out in a lot of different ways. And so help us raise this remaining $11,125 so we can get this all paid for and focus back on the ministry that we love to do, educating, edifying, and evangelizing all who tune in, attend our events, travel with us, are part of the Singing Men concerts, which was a fabulous one this past Saturday, and the many other things that this radio ministry does with the children's choir, the Great News Media Theater Troupe, and some other activities. And some of you might say, well, why do you need a studio at Marketplace Mall in Champaign when you have this great studio in Springfield, which incidentally I'll be broadcasting from tomorrow as I have a special guest lined up, Eddie Kimball, who's going to be on Testimony Tuesday, and that'll be from our great Springfield studio that we'll always keep. We just love it there. But to reach people in East Central Illinois and to have a great outreach that can touch so many lives, it's nice to have that accommodations almost in place. I'm broadcasting again from the home studio, as we don't have that studio set up to have Mary Ann and some of the regulars with me. And we also have a studio in the Fisher-Foosland area, but that's a much more scaled-down facility, mostly for only emergency use if I had to access the airwaves. And then we also have a studio building in Fithian, right underneath our 89.3 FM tower, and that also is like a backup studio. But the three primary studios are our Springfield location at 600 West Mason Street, the home studio here that's been operational for these 26 years and has been very convenient for me, and the new studio that we're building at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, and we're very excited about. So that's the update on that progress, but I will point out, if you're a full-time electrician and you could work on a small project for us this week, somehow fitting it into your schedule, we need about 8 or 12 or so outlets. Just a very simplified system running along the baseboards on our east and western walls to provide additional outlets for our equipment and studio. And there's lots of breakers in our two electrical boxes in the back, but it's probably a day or a half a day project of coming in, figuring out the conduit or the electrical strip. You don't have to put any of the electric into the wall or fish for wires or anything. This would be on the outside along the trim board, about 5 or 6 inches up, just a number of outlets. So if you're an electrician and you can come to our rescue and maybe you have a heart for our ministry and we could work something out, please call right away, as we'd love to get this happening maybe today or tomorrow or certainly this week. Call us at 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. And I'm also hoping to get verification today that a painting team will come in to do all the painting in the next few days. So be praying that up. And I hope my good friend Lyle and his team can come through. And if not, we trust God's going to raise up another team that can come in and paint our space 106 at Marketplace Mall. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, you heard the whole song We're Glad You're Here by the Neelands as the opening music. Usually I play the first 30 or so seconds, but I thought I'd play it in its entirety, so those of you maybe unfamiliar with the Neelands or have never heard that song, you got to hear it all. Well, this is our second week of having Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 of our frequencies. I do count it a privilege that you're spending some time with me and our team. Today I'm going solo, but tomorrow, as mentioned, I'll be doing our broadcast from our Springfield studio with Eddie D. Kimball for Testimony Tuesday. And I hope in the next few weeks to have more of our radio board members to better introduce you to our team and those that have and play a crucial role behind the scenes. And so this is week two of Mark and Friends being heard at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 of our frequencies. So if you're new to the radio ministry, or maybe have been a longtime listener to WLUJ, I welcome you to this broadcast. I serve as the president and general manager, which means I do whatever the Lord leads me to do. I mop floors, I program, I do interviews, I schedule music, whatever's necessary, whatever can bring glory to God and help you better identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. I commit to work passionately and hard to have this ministry be effective in doing that. So thanks for spending this time with me now. And I was thinking about a song, and this selection was played on our first historic broadcast of WGNN on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. That's when our first station over here in East Central Illinois went on the air. It was our historic broadcast. What a great day to launch a radio ministry to God's glory, Easter Sunday. And the song was by Steve Camp, Revive Us, O Lord. And that fits so well with our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize, as we always want to teach biblical truth and have the Bible be the manual, the workbook, the Holy Scriptures that we refer to and allow to influence our lives and direct us. The edify, certainly we want to encourage you through our music and our programming, and evangelize, we want all to know of God's love and come into a relationship with Him. But the stanzas in the song, Revive Us, O Lord, Revive Us, O Lord, Revive Us, O Lord, and cleanse us from our impurities and make us holy, hear our cry and revive us, O Lord, is a passion that I and our board has for all of us, as we need the Lord to work in us, to reveal truth, to keep us on God's course, bringing God the glory in all the things we do. So here's Steve Camp, Revive Us, O Lord.
We have turned from your ways, Lord, your fruit we cease to bear.
Just love the song, love the message. And as stated in some of my opening remarks, it was part of our first broadcast when WGNN went on the air on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. In fact, that very first broadcast we recorded up at the Moody Broadcasting Network with Phil Shepard helping host it, as it was the first time for me to be behind a microphone. It was day one. I think I had kind of a squeaky, nervous voice, but God has seen fit these 26 years to continue to bless this radio ministry through the great listeners, and we do count it a privilege to serve you in this way. Well, I want to introduce you to another song that I like to play throughout the year. It's called No More Night, done by David Phelps. Those of you that are familiar with Bill Gaither and the Homecoming Team and Southern Gospel are very familiar with his great voice. I also have an arrangement by the National Christian Choir. They're both great. But here's David Phelps singing No More Night, and listen to the stanza. No more night, no more pain, no more tears, no crying again, and praises to the great I am, we will live in the light of the risen Lamb. That risen Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory. Here's David Phelps.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven, will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternity. Never crying again, and praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen. Nations bow down to see the only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Slowly the names from the book are read. I know the King.
All praises to the great I Am. We're going to live in the light of the risen Lamb. Oh, listening friends, this is part of that good news message. We don't serve a Savior that's in the tomb or that has just risen from the dead, but He's alive and well. He will return. He's the risen Lamb. He's the great I Am. He's Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And we get to know Him, walk with Him, follow Him, serve Him, praise Him. And as a radio ministry, we want to do that faithfully all day, all week, all month, all year long, as that's what we're all about, raising up Jesus. May you draw close to Him today as He desires to draw close to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.